Welcome to Living Hope. With today's teaching, here's the Reverend Richard Brunton.
Hello and welcome to the Living Hope program today. Today we want just to reflect on a few thoughts in the first chapter of Genesis. Genesis is the book of beginnings, and so much about God, about the human race. We see the beginnings of our understanding of these things in the book of Genesis. A number of people feel that Moses was the one who wrote this, and of course that's interesting because, yes, I'm sure God did use Moses to write it, but it means he's writing a very long time after these events, so he definitely needed the inspiration of God to reflect upon what God was saying in these very, very early moments. Genesis 1 is very, very much giving us the clear understanding, in the beginning, God. Everything starts with God and everything ends with God. God is an eternal God and he is the creator. We read, in the beginning God created the heavens and the earth. This creative work of God, again, is accomplished simply by speaking. We read, God said, let there be light, and there was light. God didn't need anything in order to make the world. He made it out of nothing. He just spoke the word, and things came into being. And when you look at the book of Genesis, especially chapter 1, you see that there is a sequence, that day 1, this happens, day 2, this happens, day 3. And so the story unfolds, and at the end of the 6th day, we are given the record that everything is there. I think the important thing is to really just see again that God is the one behind it. The actual word day in Hebrew, it could mean a period of time. It may not mean 24 hours. The essential thing, as I understand it for a Christian, is to recognize that God is powerful enough to make the world in 6 seconds if he chose to. He is not limited, but whether he did it over a period of time or whether he did it in 24 hours is not the essential truth. The essential truth is that he did it and he brought it to be. And what we see in these early verses is that God says it's good. That's the testimony time and time again. It's good, it's good, it's very good. And of course, when you think of the earth today, though of course we can still see beautiful scenery, we can see a wonderful sunset and sunrise, and we can see mountains and oceans and valleys, all sorts of beautiful things. The reality is that this earth now is not good. I'm not just talking about conservation, although conservation, ecology, pollution, all these things are very big factors. It's basically not good anymore because man has ceased to be good. Man has ceased to live and walk with God. But what we certainly see as the pinnacle of creation is when God made man. That is his crowning piece. And, of course, the key behind that is that God is looking for relationship. He loves all of his creation, all the animals that were made, all the stars and sun and moon, all of those things that were put in place. Fantastic, wonderful, and God really loves all that he's made, but man is really what it was all heading to, making man who he could have personal relationship with and share with. Well, in another program, we'll see how that all goes terribly wrong. But at the beginning, God made heavens, God made the earth, and God made man. We're going to pause now, and my good friend Patrick will join me to reflect a little more on these opening verses of Genesis chapter 1. But we're now going to listen to some worship. Thank you.
such a time as this, we've been placed on the earth. For such a time as this, we live by your grace, restoring your kingdom through prayer and our praise. For such a time as this, we are here. Once again, we're gathered to worship round your throne. Once again, we're coming. Now's the time to praise. Lifting our voices together as one to call on your name, Spirit, come. For such a time as this, we've been waiting. For such a time as this, we've been waiting to see your kingdom come, to see your will be done. For such a time as this, we've been waiting.
Down through the ages, the prophets spoke your word. Still you are speaking your word in our lives. Help us to listen, hear what you say. Receive in our hearts and obey.
For such a time as this, we've been longing. For such a time as this, we've been longing. We'll see your kingdom come. We'll see your will be done. We'll see your church renewed. We'll see your breakthrough in our nation. We'll see the heavens open and repentance flow as your Spirit.
Such a time as this, we've been placed on the earth. For such a time as this, we are here. We are here, Lord. We are here, Lord.
You're listening to Living Hope, the ministry of the Reverend Richard Brunton. I'm Patrick Woodward, and I've joined Richard now to look further into Genesis chapter 1. The beginnings, Richard, Genesis 1. Modern science and sort of atheist science would say something very different. It would talk about the Big Bang, evolution, these kinds of things. How are we to interpret that in the light of what the Bible says in Genesis?
I believe that the key thing that Genesis is wanting to teach us and tell us is that we have been made by God, and that this world has been made by God. And because he planned it, put it together, constructed it, made it, then we're accountable to him for how we look after it. And he's not a God who's made something and walked away and just let it run down like a clock. He's actively involved in his creation. And therefore, all these other explanations as to how things happen are basically missing the essential point. God made what he made and is looking for relationship with what he made.
So, is it important that we should look into how things happened? Is the work that scientists do in all these areas valuable?
Well, I think it can be, because it is enabling us to see how great God is. It does depend how you look at it. A scientist can talk about molecules and talk about the formation of certain things, and we can say, wow, well, how incredible God's work is. I'm understanding. I don't just see that he made this or that. Here is some help to see the extent of what that means, the way that that comes together. I visit a planetarium fairly regularly, and I enjoy it. Now, the man who's speaking, I don't believe is a Christian, but he's helping me to worship God unwittingly because of the way he explains how different things exist.
So when we look at some of the pictures that some of these satellites create of, you know, the stars and various celestial bodies and planets and the rest of it, is there value to that? Does that help us, or does that distort the Christian faith?
No, I think that can definitely help us. And in fact, the psalmist, he was looking up at the stars, and he said, oh, Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. And what is man that you're mindful of him? Look at all this up there, the vastness of it, and little man, but you care about him. He translated it into very effective terms. The greatness of God and his creation touched him in terms of his personal walk with God.
There's quite a movement now among many Christians around caring for creation, and it mixes in with all the sort of ecology and recycling and looking after our environment. Is that a good thing for Christians to be doing? Because others might say it doesn't really matter because it's all going to come to an end.
Well, I think that if we believe that God made the earth and cares about the earth, then it is reasonable for us to also have some care about the earth. But I guess it's all about balance, that if you care so much that you're spending all your time on ecological, environmental issues and not preaching the gospel, clearly that's not good. So that's perhaps the challenge, how deep to get into it, how much it becomes a distraction from our essential purpose.
And just to make the point once again that you made earlier on, what you're saying is the whole creation was to do with relationship, that God wanted, God desired a relationship with human beings.
Yes, that's it. And he gave man an environment in which to live, to be able to look after it, but it also nourished and blessed him. And ultimately, he is the pinnacle of creation. He's God's masterpiece in the midst of it all. And he loves to spend time with us and to help us enjoy the life that he's given us.
Okay, Richard, thank you very much indeed. Join us again next time as we continue looking at the book of Genesis in the next Living Hope. You've been listening to Living Hope from the Reverend Richard Brunton. If you'd like to contact Richard, please visit our website at living-hope.org.uk.